Norman, let's pause this surgery.
What, doctor?
And hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale.
Now through January 10th, learn how to get $500 back when you get Xfinity Internet and two lines of Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/Hello2023. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required.
You're listening to Conscious Mind, and my name is Waqas Meet. Today I want to talk about the relationship between a boss and an employee. A lot of people, when they talk about their boss, they always are really negative and say, he's evil, he's Satan, and he makes me work from 9 to 5, plus a lot of different extra hours as well, and does not pay me according to my work or the quality of my work. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people have this thought, or maybe they have heard other people talk about their evil bosses, that they feel that their boss is going to be the same thing. Just like the mother-in-law concept that we, at least in our culture, in Pakistan, we have that set up. A lot of girls, when they get married, they already have seen so many different dramas out there, the soaps, that they feel that the mother-in-law is going to be the most evil person after they get married, and if they settle and live with their husband, with their mother-in-law as well. So I think most of the times it's just all in the mind. I've had amazing bosses, and I also had my share of one certain boss who was extremely difficult. Oh my God. It was very tough to be under that guy. But the fact of the matter is, if I look back, I should have actually quit right away. After a couple of weeks, or probably the first time an incident happened between us. But it happens. The reason why I'm talking about this today is, if you have never worked before, if you've not been involved in a work life yet, from 9 to 5 setup, then I would advise you to clean the whole slate before you enter that world. And don't think of your boss as somebody who's going to misuse your skills or your time. I have certain people who work for me on and off. I've had hundreds of different projects with freelancers, and I have had amazing reviews from all of them. So I'm actually very happy, and I'm quite confident that you can have a great relationship with people who work for you if you give them respect. If I see somebody who is unable to do their job, unable to fulfill the task, I always look for reasons to believe that they might have, there might be an accident, there might be some issue that turned up, which made it possible that they could not do the job properly. Because after all, we are all human beings. We can have accidents, we can have issues, we can be stressed, and a lot of different things as well. So the main idea behind this reminder today on Conscious Mind is that even though you've been working at a company for a long time and you've had issues with your boss, just sit down calmly and talk to yourself that you're going to try to make amendments, and you're going to try to have a better relationship with your boss, because at the end of the day, that's where the money is coming from. That's where your paycheck is coming from. And that's where you're going to be every other day, isn't it? Apart from the holidays, of course, and the weekends. So why in the world would you spend the most precious time of your life, your work life, away from your family, if you have one, children and wife, but you're using time at a place where you're working for somebody who you do not like? I would just advise you, if you cannot make the relationship better between you and the boss, or the boss, if you can see that he's not changing or she's not changing, then you better find somebody else. You better find another job as well, because this is you're only going to live once, okay? You have either you trust your skills, or you're lucky to be in a job that you're at. If you're lucky, then I don't know, you need to work on your skills, upgrade yourself, just study a bit more. You need to reach for the stars. You need to go beyond where you are actually stuck right now. I've actually changed a lot of jobs. When I see that something is holding me back, I find a new job. And I always find one. So, once again, if you are in a dead-end job, you know it. You definitely know it's a dead-end job if you're in a dead-end job. If you're happy with your job, just keep working. But don't settle for anything below average, all right? You're worth a lot more, and I'm sure that you can manage to get better and better jobs than what you have now. Try to make, as I said before, changes between you and your boss when it comes to different situations. See if you can change the reactions and see if that helps. Good luck and have a happy work life.